From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. A transit worker strike has snarled the evening commute in the San Francisco Bay Area, leaving hundreds of thousands of commuters to scramble for an alternate way home. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports there are no indications labor or management are prepared to resume talks.
The Bay Area Rapid Transit System was shut down at midnight Friday, and now evening commuters are flooding buses and ferries and jamming the freeways to get out of San Francisco. Both sides say they were near an agreement on wages, benefits, and pensions, but negotiations broke down Thursday over work rules. Management says it needs changes in those rules to modernize the BART system. The union says it is prepared to submit the work rules dispute to an arbitrator, but management declined that offer. This is the second BART strike this year after workers walked off the job for 4 days in July. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
President Obama formally announced his choice to replace Janet Napolitano as head of the Department of Homeland Security. President speaking in the White House Rose Garden today, saying his nomination of Jay Johnson to the post brings someone with a deep understanding of the threats and challenges the U.S. faces.
I'm confident that I could not make a better choice in Jay, somebody who I'm confident is going to be moving not just the agency forward, but helping to move the country forward.
Former top Pentagon lawyer who was active during Mr. Obama's first term, the 56-year-old Johnson oversaw the increased use of drone strikes, as well as a revamping of the military commission to try terrorism suspects. Kansas Supreme Court has indefinitely suspended the law license of former State Attorney General Phil Klein following allegations of ethical misconduct during his investigation of abortion providers. Aline LeBlanc reports from KMUW in Wichita.
In 2007, then-Attorney General Phil Klein filed 107 criminal charges against a Planned Parenthood clinic in the Kansas City suburbs. He accused it of performing illegal abortions and falsifying records. Klein also pursued misdemeanor criminal charges against Dr. George Tiller because of late abortions performed in his Wichita clinic. Tiller was fatally shot in 2009 by an anti-abortion activist. Klein's attorney says that Klein never intentionally lied or misled anyone during his investigations, and they are reviewing the ruling. For NPR News, I'm Aline LeBlanc in Wichita, Kansas.
HSBC, Europe's biggest bank by market value, is paying out a hefty $2.46 billion fine in a class action lawsuit, which contends it violated securities laws. Lawyers for the plaintiffs say the settlement includes nearly $1.5 billion in damages and another $1 billion in judgment interest. It's the biggest fine ever levied in a securities fraud action case named in the suit were Household International, now HSBC Finance Corporation, as well as several key executives. An up end of the week for Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 28 points. The S&P 500 rose 11 to close at a record high. You're listening to NPR. Former House Speaker Tom Foley has died. Foley's wife confirming the Washington State Democrat died of complications following a stroke. Foley served more than 30 years in the House, including more than five as Speaker, before losing his seat in the so-called Republican Revolution of 1994, when he became the first Speaker since the Civil War not to win re-election in his home district. Foley also served for 4 years as Ambassador to Japan during the Clinton administration. Tom Foley was 84 years old. Same-sex couples in New Jersey will be able to get married beginning next week. New Jersey's highest court today denied the state's request to put same-sex marriages on hold while an appeal is considered, and NPR's Joel Rose explains.
A state judge ruled that New Jersey's civil union law violates the civil rights of same-sex couples and ordered the state to recognize same-sex marriages beginning next week. The administration of Governor Chris Christie, a popular Republican who may run for president in 2016, appealed that ruling to the state's Supreme Court, which agreed to take the case. But the court denied the Christie administration's request to stay the lower court ruling in the meantime. That means same-sex marriages will likely begin across the Garden State just after midnight on Monday morning. Governor Christie has argued that New Jersey voters, not courts or lawmakers, should decide whether to allow same-sex marriage. The state Supreme Court will hear the administration's appeal in January. Joel Rose, NPR News.
NASA officials say a huge asteroid that whizzed by Earth last month, largely unnoticed, should not be a major worry when it returns in 19 years. Donnell Yeomans with the NASA Near Earth Orbit Program put the odds at roughly 1 in 48,000 that the 1,300-foot-long asteroid would hit Earth when it returns in August of 2032. The asteroid called 2013 TV-135 was discovered on October 8th. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.